How long does it take you to see the speed? I'm sure Max is like, yeah. Yeah, he can run every bit as good. So those two guys, Bullard's a stud too. Those two cats are.
They're
going to
be fun. Here's the thing too. Max and I were texting throughout the entire game, and I was like, "What do you think?" And he's like, "Overall, he's like, you put it together and you let some of these young guys figure it out. He's like, they're going to be fun. He's like, barring any more injuries, like major ones, he's like, they're going to be a fun group. He's like, but he's like, and Max. I mean, we talked about it on Friday. Max was pretty certain this was going to be a defensive, not failure, but it was going to be a letdown for a lot of people who expected them to come out like they've been shot out of a cannon, because he's like, they haven't had enough time playing together yet under Halfley's new system to really understand what they're about yet. And he's like, you're still trying to feel out who's best at what position in game one. He's like, when some teams figured this out through preseason, he's like, it's all the philosophy of the coaching staff. And he's like, the Packers staff philosophy is to keep them healthy during preseason, you know? So he said, you're going to have some of those growth spurts essentially happening before your eyes in the middle of the field. And he's like, it's not always going to be pretty. And he's like, I hope fans can just be patient after that many years of watching Barry try to get it right and never being able to. So that was kind of his cautionary tale. Now,
the Rams and the Lions, neither one of them played a starter all preseason.
Now
I know they were gassed at the end, both of them.
Yeah.
My God, the Rams D lineman, I was a couple of times, can you help me up, brother? I'm on one knee.
They were on oxygen on the sideline.
Are you hurt?
It was
no,
trouble.
I can't breathe. You got asthma? No, I just can't breathe.
It was trouble.
But they performed. And they knew it. Now, those are both veteran teams compared to the Packers.
Yes.
The Lions have a lot of, I mean, the Lions are a fabulous team. I can't believe I'm coming out of my mouth saying that. But
I know.
It's true. They are. They're something. And they're probably a year ahead of the Packers.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
And their quarterback probably won't be as good or as long in the next 3 years than Love. But it was a heck of a game last night. But the Packers, again, I go back to, you know, Matt LaFleur, for all the talk, you got to be ready to play first snap, mm-hmm. first drive, and that's on him. And to not attack the end zone, to get nothing done on those two, opening chances point blank, really. And then the late field goal they had to settle for on top of it. 9 points off three turnovers. So
it's been our biggest gripe against Matt LaFleur since he got to Green Bay. It's like the killer instinct is not there. He likes to ease into things. And it's like, dude, just go attack. Like, you've got the team to do it. They know what they're supposed to do. I mean, maybe the lackadaisicalness of it is why they don't have that killer instinct always. I have no idea. But that's been like the biggest gripe I think I've had with Matt LaFleur, and I love Matt LaFleur, don't get me wrong, but I could notice the shortcomings. I mean, they're not every coach is perfect, right? We see it at week in and week out. And that's probably my biggest thing with him. And then every single time he gets into the press conference, and it's always got to take a look at the man in the mirror. Okay, dude. All right. New line, because you've been giving me that for 6 years and it starts out the same every single time.
How about look in the mirror, but not at the image that you're seeing and how handsome I am?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that personal attack? That's terrible. Why would I even say that?
I love Matt LaFleur. I really I do. But the fact that they are so passive sometimes is really hard to understand. It's
well,
really
here's the thing, too. You know, you come out in situations like that and you want to try something different. You tell Love, tell the guy, we are in four down territory right now. We're 13 yards out. Let's get this thing in the end zone. You got four downs. Figure it out. Let's go. Something like that. And I know that's easy to say, harder to do. But I think the Packers defense had it set up to roll.
Oh,
and they had some blitz package. They were going to attack.
Yes.
Had they gotten the lead, but it's demoralizing, as you know. I mean, geez, Louise, 6 points on the one touch, one play, and they're ahead 7-6.
Right? Yeah. You can't keep up that kind of energy after interceptions fall into your arms and then have the offense be like, okay, well, let us try. Okay.
Yeah, what a switch from the past.
It was very, very strange. It's a very, very strange way of doing things, and I don't understand it. I don't know if that's coach. I don't know if it's just the easygoingness of your quarterback. I don't know, but it's very strange. So when it comes to the offense, though, the Packers, as weird as it looks sometimes and as disjointed as it was, they averaged about 7.1 yards per play. They had over 400 yards of offense, which seems kind of crazy to say because they basically, again, went dormant during the third quarter. But they actually had over 400 yards of offense.
29 points and 400 yards plus. You should win.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, C plus rating for the overall performance, I think. Maybe a C is what you could give them if you wanted to give a grade. They were just kind of out there. Mm-hmm. Now, the 49ers, if you kind of, you know, want to look back historically, they had a really good offense last year, and they averaged about 6.5 yards per play. So even if you take away the 70-yarder that happened during that game, that's over 6 yards per play, which is still a pretty elite number. So I think if you're looking for things to grow upon and clean up, I mean, those are some good numbers to at least start with if you're the offense of the Green Bay Packers.
You know what I was really pleased with? A couple of things. One, at least one of the two young tight ends can play. So I'm happy about
Tucker
that development.
Kraft because is obviously
Luke Musgrave
number one now.
Just seems like he wants to be what? I don't know what he a professional skier, maybe?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
what
know.
He did in college.
I don't know.
So but at least you've got one of the two. And that's maybe why you drafted two, because Tucker Kraft is a player. I like that.
94% of the snaps, by the way, for Kraft on Friday night.
Give me that. 84?
94% for Kraft. 64,
oh, is that all?
64 of 67 snaps for Kraft. Musgrave was 17 of 67 snaps for 25%. No. So that tells you where the team is leaning as well. Yeah.
Okay, so Kraft's emergence I like a little bit. The other thing I really liked, and I'm guessing you and Max saw this, the left tackle, the center, mm-hmm. the right tackle, the framework of your O-line. Mm-hmm. Zach Tom's wonderful again, and we know that. Josh Myers is continuing to build on whatever kicked in 7 games ago, maybe fear of losing your job and being unemployed for a stretch till someone else picks you up. Josh Myers, downfield, making blocks.
Yeah.
And the other guy, Rashid Walker, Maddie, and I don't know if you probably did see it because you don't miss anything, but there was a play, I thought it was Elton Jenkins, and I'm like, my God, Elton Jenkins that far downfield making? Yeah. No.
It was Rashid.
Rashid Walker, 20 yards downfield making a block, Maddie. And not all of our listeners caught that, but Walker is not the reason Jordan Love got hurt. The O-line is not the reason Jordan Love got hurt. And I'm encouraged by all of that. Because that's big. Because if he had gotten injured and it was because it was Walker, couldn't handle it, or the front of the interior of the O-line just was in Love's face all night. Yep. But that wasn't the case. 400 yards suggests no. So I'm happy. The tackles in the center, that's a great way to start on the O-line. And Jenkins is good, and the right guards will figure it out. They're, rotating, so I'm okay with it.
Yes, that was by committee. Sean Ryan played 42 of 67 snaps, and you had Jordan Morgan, the rookie, who played 27 of 67 snaps. So obviously still trying to figure that one out. I think with that one, Matt LaFleur has alluded to it, though. There's some things that Ryan does a lot better than Morgan right now. There's some things that Morgan's doing better, so I feel like that's going to be maybe a rotation just based on what is happening on the field. Because
everybody who predicted it coming in, raise your hand. You can't see me, but I got them both up in the air. I took heavy feedback and you know, from my partner.
Year.
They thought, oh, no, they're not doing it. You know what? It worked pretty good last year because you found a left tackle.
Well, and that's what they did, and it, like you said, it worked out, so I think that's what they're going to probably do for the time being, and I think with Malik Willis now, who is very, very mobile, I think things change even a little bit more for the offensive line. The thing about the offensive line is you could tell this was a group who had played limitedly together at this point. That was the thing that stuck out the most, right?
You're absolutely right. They got better as the game went on.
Yes, yes. And less penalties as the game went on as well. Because that first quarter, every time a flag was thrown, you pretty much knew that somebody on the offensive line had committed some sort of penalty. As the game went on, they settled in and they played a lot better together, more cohesively, to the point where I had to admit, because Josh Myers just was not doing it for me at the beginning. Because I've never been a huge, like, going from Corey Linsley to Josh Myers is not the same. It just has not been the same for this team. And it's taken Josh Myers a really long time to figure out the position. And so I've never been I'm not a fan, but there's been things that you're like, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, we could do that a whole lot better. You're right. He has gotten better. And by the end of the game, he was much more impressive than he was at the start of the game. So I think if that line, and by the way, he went down at the same time Jordan Love did. That was because of cramps. So
he couldn't stand up anymore. He's good to go.
But at the same time, I feel like as the game went on, they're going to be, I think that's going to be a formidable force. And I think just like every other offensive line that the Green Bay Packers have had over the years, I think they're going to be a good one. So I'm excited about all of it. I mean, it's just a matter of how long they can keep the train rolling until Love gets back.
Well, Malik Willis showed that he could take coaching in the preseason. We talked about this going into the game when we touched on Willis. Yep. in our pregame talk on Friday morning, which seems like 100 years ago already, but
yeah,
because of so much that happened. But I think Willis, get him up to speed. Now teams really aren't going to know what's happening. And maybe they can have a little chat with Dontavian Wicks.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had a horrible game. Oh, for three targets, two drops. Wow. If he's not embarrassed or motivated or both, I don't know what would. Jaden Reed's wonderful, as we thought, again.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot to work with here. We haven't even seen Marshawn Lloyd yet, but you know what? I love number 31.
I know.
Emmanuel Wilson's, he's a guy who wants to be something someday, too.
I was excited about him last year, if you remember, and then he got hurt in the very same game that Aaron Jones went down, and it kind of derailed his rookie year just because of the injuries. And honestly, because A.J. Dillon is such a fan favorite and because, I mean, he's such a good guy, you hate saying it, but we all know that his time in Green Bay is probably up just between the deal he was given, now the injury, all of that. And you hope that for the best for him and his family. But at the same time, his injury might have been one of the best things that happened to the running back room because you can't depend on him now. You have Josh Jacobs, who you're going to depend on, but now you got to figure out who you got behind Josh Jacobs. And so not having A.J. Dillon there as some sort of security blanket might have been the best thing that would happen to that running backs room, because now you got to figure out what you've got in Lloyd and you've got to figure out what you have in Emmanuel Wilson to see who can, you know, be behind Josh Jacobs and who can keep the ball rolling. And they had a huge spark when Emmanuel Wilson got in there, just a different running style.
Yes.
And he was able to get in there and really penetrate. And let's face it, getting through that Philly D line, that is not an easy task. Those are some big men up front.
Oh, Fletcher Cox or no Fletcher Cox, it's a handful. And the thing I love about Emmanuel Wilson, last year, he did enough for them. They couldn't cut him. They tried. Right. They wanted to. They couldn't get rid of him.
Yep.
He stuck around long enough. Then he got to play in the season after leading the rushers in the NFL in preseason, and he looked really good. Then he gets a shoulder injury, I believe it was, right away.
Yes.
But you know what? He rehabbed like crazy, and he ended up having 13 playoff carries.
Yeah.
So they, I mean, he was up for games and playing and carrying the ball and against the Cowboys and Niners. So I think Marshawn Lloyd will be used. Well, we'll see. I don't want to get ahead of myself because he's
lickety-split. I'm excited about him when he's healthy, and I understand there's a lot of fans who are like, oh, he's been hurt. Yes, he's got a hamstring.
He could be that little extra spice Maddie uses in the kitchen nobody knows about. And it's like,
I know.
Maddie, how are you such a wonderful cook? Well,
I know. I'm very excited about
Lloyd. I put a dash
Lloyd.
Of Marshawn Lloyd in there, and 80 yards later, we're all smiling at the dinner table.
I mean, this is going to be – this is a team that's just trying to figure themselves out. And you've got – because – and the youngest roster thing, it's not an excuse, but they really truly are the youngest roster by age. And you've got some experience on that team. But overall, when you look at some of the people they're going to be playing against, they're just babies. And I don't say that to be negative. They really truly are. I mean, you're dealing with guys who have been in this league for like at least a decade or just about, and you've got guys who are basically just starting to figure it out and figure out who they are as a player, you know, because now they're not a rookie anymore, they're the second year guy, they're this, they're that, you know. And so I mean, I look at Christian Watson, he has yet to have a full season, and I think he's still trying to figure out who he is and what he is, even though he's been on this team for 3 years. You know, I mean, give him a full season healthy and maybe we'll finally figure out what Christian Watson is or is not. So,
you know,
I'm excited.
I never really can gauge for sure, but the young players, the first year guys, the rookies and that, I'm wondering if there isn't just a little bit of a jolt that they would never admit it, that, you know what, it's even harder than we thought, because we went through training camp. We did the preseason thing. Those are grown men. It's NFL. We're playing. Yep. And then you have the opener, and it's the Eagles, and there is no nonsense in that group. And I'm sure some of the young guys, now, not all, Edgerrin Cooper and Javon Bullard, they even care if that's Bama or Georgia Tech or whoever, they're out there. But other guys, I do think there's a little bit of a take a deep breath moment where it's like, okay, I better cinch up my belt another couple of notches because this is for real. I do think that there's some of that. And that's why a touchdown early, 14 zip early would have, I think, changed a lot of the whole deal. But it didn't go that way, so now they can learn from it and move on. You know?
Well, and hopefully, again, like we said, Malik Willis will be ready to roll, because none of the games, I mean, no game in the NFL is easy. These are big men who all want to win a game, right? Doesn't matter what the roster says or who says should win the game statistically or not. They all want to win a game. So I think it's going to be interesting. I feel like the schedule for the defense, who might have to keep this thing afloat for a while, is probably maybe more favorable, just because I feel like if Jeff Hafley is as good as on defense as we've been told, and we're starting to maybe see come into form, I feel like this will be a big moment for his team, his side of the ball, to really show what they're made of right now, too. So it shall be interesting. All I know is Tom Clements better be ready. He had Matt Flynn ready at one point, Chris, if you remember, way back in the day.
Sure did. Made Matt Flynn a lot of money.
He sure did.
He's living very comfortably today, Maddie, for about 17 games that he played or whatever. But I will say this, too. You know what? The one of the biggest plays in the game that kind of went under, not by you, I'm sure, but under talked about, 12 men on the field, 12 men on the field.
Oh, my God.
It was not Jeff Hafley's defense that had the 12 men on the field.
No, it was the offense.
And when you, I mean, come on, Matt, that's a touchdown off the board. That's a win.
I am going to hold by this one more time, and I'm going to say it because I have said this from the beginning. The offensive coordinator was a very good O-line coach. And I do like him as a person, and I think he brings a lot of good attributes. I am not sure he is the right offensive coordinator for Matt LaFleur and this young team. I've been saying it for a couple of years.
I'd be with you there, though, and I said it, actually, so I'm a hypocrite. But always subject to change in this business,
right?
Maddie. You know, sometimes you hope to God they remember you predicted this, and sometimes you hope to heck they didn't. But I think with the one thing that I think Ostenovich is saving grace, not just because he's from Marshfield, but I think because
the O-line's
playing well.
It's hard to criticize. Yes, and you know, I totally agree with that. Yes.
So at least the O-line, you know, the one thing that's his kind of his bailiwick or whatever is still holding up, so I'll give him that. But I don't disagree. Matt LaFleur may want it that way, Maddie.
I know. See, and that's what bothers me, I think, more about it. Is this Matt LaFleur's call, or is Stanovich just not on the ball on some of these things? Because to me, Matt LaFleur, as the head coach calling plays, should not be paying attention to how many men are on the field. This is where you basically divert to the rest of your staff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Rich Bisaccia sitting there, and come on, Keyshawn Nixon, you've been in the league long enough not to know to not take that ball out of the end zone at that moment. That was just boneheaded stupidness.
It is, but you know what? He turned to you and said, "Did you saw our offense, right?"
And honestly, there's something that tells me, I don't know, and I'm probably wrong and we'll never know, but if they would have started 15 more yards down the field, I think they would. Jaden Reed was going to come up big in Josh Jacobs. There was just a feeling about it. And maybe that's just hopeful, wishful thinking, because again, we'll never know. But you just had a feeling when they took the field, there was just a look in their eyes. And sometimes that's all it takes, you know, is a look in their eyes. And Jordan Love looked like he'd had enough of that damn field and he was ready to just end it right there. And turns out he did. And the field had had enough of him as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, offsetting penalties, 12 men on the field. I said they shouldn't offset it because it was fair is fair,
right? It was just a lot of boneheaded stuff for the start of a season, so hopefully they can clean it up, and hopefully Matt LaFleur looks in the mirror like he tells us every week he's going to. And on Friday we will get ready for the Indianapolis Colts, who Anthony Richardson, by the way, he had kind of a weird day. He had like these long bombs down the field, but they still didn't win, and then after those long bombs he wasn't very productive. So we'll get into all of that on Friday as we talk about that game coming up at Lambeau for the season opener there. So it should be very,
looking
very good.
Looking forward to it, Maddie. I really am. I mean, it's, you know, this is better first game than last game to have Jordan Love out, you know?
Exactly. No, at least it's not going into the playoffs, you know? If you were going, you know, if we were just starting playoffs and Jordan Love was hurt, you'd be like, well, that was a great season.
Yeah. All of that for this. In this case, it's this, but we've still got all of that.
Yes, and Max's only hope is that the NFC North kind of falls back into line. They lose a couple here, and Max is like, if Malik Willis can just help him get one or two wins, he's like, that's all they need. Max's whole thing is, he's like, I just don't want him to see him be 0-5 when Love comes back, and then they've got to dig out of a deficit. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's interesting, because, 0-1 right now. It's funny you said 0-5, because I was thinking – 1-3, you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like being 1-5, 1-4. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you can get 2-2.
Yeah.
And you're 2-3 and Love's coming back. Okay, here we go. Because let's face it, they went on a roll at the end of last year too. So
yeah, that's Max's possible. Biggest fear. He's like, as if they if he comes back and he's like they're 0-5, he's like, whoa, that's a tough trench to dig out of them.
That's
already
a big hole to dig out of. Yeah. For
yeah.
Sure.
So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully that's not the way it goes. And we will talk again on Friday as we get ready for the Colts. Thank you so much. And you
awesome,
have a wonderful
Maddie.
Week.
Appreciate you. Good chatting. We'll talk to you Friday.
Yep, we'll talk to you Friday. Bye bye. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, hanging with Havel here on Max FM every before and after every Packers game. That's how we'll word it, because sometimes they don't play on Sundays and sometimes they play on Mondays and Thursdays. You know how the NFL is. Hanging with Havel on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance. Rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. When you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance. I can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good,
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us on this Monday and for another great edition of Hanging with Hovel. Our Packers expert, Chris Hovel, will join us again on Friday as we get ready for that Colts game, opening game of the season at Lambeau Field. I'm Maddie Jones. Here is Toto. This is Africa on Max FM.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Could I do? I'm so inspired.
The longest time. There is Billy Joel, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Hopefully you get a chance to go outside and enjoy some more beautiful weather. Obviously not as cool as we saw this weekend, but still partly cloudy, 83 over the next couple of days. I think we'll take that. We're going to actually take a more detailed look at your forecast in just a moment, because by the middle of the week, things are going to warm up even more than 83. Now, in the meantime, as we get further and further into September, we got to start thinking about Oktoberfest, because it is coming fast and furious. Presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites of Baraboo, this is going to be on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World from 3 until 9 p.m. And besides all of the German cuisine and, of course, the beer, Oktoberfest and all, there's going to be some great entertainment, including the Baraboo Wisconsin Beer Choir. They're going to kick off all of the entertainment around 3:30 that afternoon. Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots are going to perform polka music from 4 until 6, and then the headliner, the Blue Olives, take the stage at 7 o'clock. Now, if you are looking to have a good time at Oktoberfest, buttons are on sale right now. You can actually get those at the Chamber Visitor Center, just $10 in advance, $12 at the door. And if you want more information about the entire event, OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies. I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. You know I love a good dog story, and we're just glad this one's okay. Because this one was seen wandering around Vermont for about a week with a bucket-like plastic container stuck over its head. Anytime anybody tried to approach him, he'd run away. Eventually, though, Animal Control was able to rescue the dog using a trap featuring McDonald's chicken nuggets. Well, aren't we all a sucker? The dog is now known as Buckethead or Bucky, and he could have been roaming around like that for a month. He survived by eating and drinking through an opening in the bucket, and hopefully he finds a home very soon. It's Murray Head now.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Bangkok, oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is. Creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your buster. The bars are but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore. It's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the ball, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, stinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys tumble. Can't be too careful with your company.
Muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulls ain't.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm
I still haven't found what I'm looking for. You too on 99.7 Max FM, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. We're getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour because good music is always helpful any day of the week, but especially on a Monday. Just trying to get through at this point, right? Stevie Nicks on the way along with the Cars. Bruce Springsteen coming up. We get things started next with Wham! And, of course, Finn, who's in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Thank you.
90s and more.
99.7 MAX FM.